Welcome to this exercise, an exercise that is going to link you in with loved ones passed over, an exercise that's going to take you from your conscious mind into your unconscious mind in the most easiest possible way. So for now, just for now, I would like you to find a place where you can relax. Turn off your cell phone or turn it down. A place where you can just be. And as you find that place, and as you find yourself getting more comfortable in a position that's going to make you comfortable, just allow yourself just to relax. And by doing that, just by allowing, just to surrender into a relaxed state. That's right. Anywhere where there is tension in the body, just allow, that's right, yourself to relax. Starting from the top of the head and flowing down like a beautiful white light going through your crown chakra and streaming down like a waterfall, going through any tension in your shoulders and just dissipating that tension now, just letting go. And as you take a breath in through your nose, breathing in, as you listen through your conscious mind, I'd like the unconscious mind to step forward. As each word that I'm saying, connecting to a sentence, connecting to a deeper meaning even still, will be heard through the unconscious mind. So there's no need to listen anymore than you are. Sounds apart from my voice can only show you how deeply you are listening and relaxing right now. That's right. And by just relaxing, we're really relaxing. Allowing your mind just to be set free from your everyday thoughts. See those thoughts as clouds in the sky. See the breeze just blowing away. So your mind is now a clear blue sky. That's right. Breathing in, breathing out, and relaxing. And I really wonder how deeply you are relaxed right now. Or even if you know how relaxed you are right now. Sitting or lying, how deeply relaxed that place is where you're sitting or lying, and how deeply you can relax into that place right now. That's right. And as your mind goes to your clear blue sky, deep, deep in your mind, I'd like you to imagine. From 8, 7, 6, dropping down, like going down in an elevator, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Ganesha beard really there, I want you to imagine going down a well-lit corridor. Many doors on either side of this corridor. And as you're bustling down there with the busyness of your day, you know, your cell phone, your keys, perhaps your diary, busyness of your life, I want you to choose a door that you would like to go through. This door may be you're drawn to it, it may be the colour, the shape, or it may even have your name on. But just choose a door that you're drawn to. And when you're ready, I want you to open that door. And as you open it, you're going to step into your own mind room. That's right. Your own mind room. And your conscious mind. As you close the door behind you, put the busyness of your life to one side on a shelf. There are two steps to go down into the main room. And as you go down step, feel yourself surrender even more. That's right. Now the second step down onto the main floor of your room. That's right. To the point of just being. Have a look around this room because this is your own mind room. If you don't know the colours on the wall, or if you don't know the colours on the wall, put a colour on there that you would like. A colour that brings peace even here. If there are any curtains closed, I want you to open those curtains now. Open the windows. So that you can hear the birds from outside, even the sea as it's washing against the shoreline in the distance. The sun's coming in or the moonlight. This space is your own. A place that you can go for healing. A place you can go just to relax and be stress-free, free of anxiety, free of all things that make you stressed within your life. There may be a water feature. There may be a fire going. The views outside may be incredibly spectacular. Inside, that feeling of just being. What are the floor coverings? Is it wood? Is it carpet? Is it tiles? Is it outside? On the walls, what pictures are on the walls? And as you're looking around at the colours that you're absorbing, the frequency from those colours, just take a deep breath. That's right. And as you're looking around, feeling all that and more, I want your intention to be on the person that you would like to connect with today, or the people. As it's through your intention that will link you to loved ones passed over. That's right. To the side of the room is a door. I want you to go across and open the door. And as you do, you're going to step outside. Close the door behind you. And with the sun on your back, you can feel the warmth on your back. With the warm breeze on your face going through your hair. You can hear the birds singing. You can hear in the distance the waves washing up against the beach. In front of you is a little walking track. I want you to start walking down this walking track. Each step that you're taking, relaxation state. That's right. Each word that I'm saying as you're taking each step, taking you into that deep, deep, meaningful place that you would like to. motion through you. Is that washing forward up the beach and into you, into your heart, into your solar plexus, your chakra, your throat, your mind, and then drawing the wave, washing out all those hard emotions or blocks. And as you walk along the beach, each step that you take it is in rhythm with the waves washing against the shoreline. One step after the other. It feels that each step that you're taking is deeper into the sand. It seems easy to walk. Light, in fact. You may even want to wash your feet in the water. The cool is refreshing. That's right. The sun on your back and the wind in your hair. And your face. Smelling the ocean smell. And as you look in the distance, you can see a figure coming towards you. You may even see the familiarity of how they walk. And as they get closer and you get closer to them, you can see the smile on their face. Wearing. Each step that you're taking is getting you closer and closer to your loved one, and each step that they're taking is taking away the veil. Not far from each other now, you can see their face, their spark in their eye. Now, as you're standing there, towards you. Right there and there, and as you give them the biggest hug, you can smell them again. You can feel them again. Feel them in your heart and feel them through your skin. All good things are good to feel right now. As you can hear what they're saying, as you really can hear what they're saying and feel what they're saying, understanding, looking into their eyes, seeing the peace, seeing the love, gifting you such healing. So much to talk. So much to share. And with their energy, comes a strong energy of love and healing, shining from above through you. Waves washing up on the beach, washing through time itself, healing. As you connect once again with your loved one, such a time of happiness and letting go, such a time of coming together with love, kindness, serenity. And as we surrender, as we really surrender, we bring our loved ones closer. And as you do that now, feeling what you feel, hear what you hear, as you look into their eyes now, giving them another hug, knowing that you can come back at any time to this place. Now you know it, and they do too. When you're ready, not before, I want you to let them go, but as you let them go, you're not letting go of the person. You're just surrendering anything left behind of any grief or sadness, knowing that it paves the way for a stronger link. That's right. As you say your goodbyes, turn, ready to come back along the beach. Each step now different than before, lighter even, knowing that you have found a new way forward and connecting and healing. And as the waves wash through again, steps in with your soul. Now as you step up each step, going back up to your mind room, and back up the track, and through the door, breathing in the peace and the love, breathing in you, your spirit. The magic door to link in with a loved one who's passed over, a door that you can open at any time. Take a good look around your mind room, because this place is the start of where the magic begins. And when you're ready, I want you to go up your two steps, one, two. Gather the busyness of your day, your cell phone, your diary. Open the door and step out into the corridor, closing the door behind you. And as you now step up the corridor and back into yourself once more, when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes, coming back into yourself, ready for life again. Welcome back. Keep this meditation nearby. Use it often, because the more you use it, the more you're going to open yourself up. Thank you.